Hello, this is Game On and I'm Adam Rosser, and this week we're going to be talking about Roblox, something which sort of crept up on me until very recently but has been around for quite some time. With me to talk about it is Andy Robertson from Family Gamer TV. As this is broadcast, I'm in Germany at the Gamescom Festival, but you're not going, Andy. What are you up to?
No, I'll be at the Greenbelt Festival, which is actually an arts festival, but they've invited me to come and exhibit a whole load of unusual video games. Now, you may have seen on Twitter, I've been collecting Move controllers. Did you spot that?
I did, the rather beautiful rainbow of Move controllers you arranged.
That's right. So usually you can only have seven of these attached to a PlayStation to play a game. But I've got a Raspberry Pi set up of it's kind of a game of tag that you can have up to 16 of these Move controllers and they all light up. And so it's a team game that we'll be playing at this arts festival. Along with that, we're also, for parents and on a more mature level, exhibiting a Minecraft map created by Adam Clark and his wife, who's a poet. His wife wrote a poem about her mother who had terminal cancer, and Adam created, with an Arts Council funding, this Minecraft map, and you go through the map and you experience the poem. And so it's in an art setting, it's quite an unusual way to engage an older audience with both Minecraft but also how video games can actually offer something more, you know, than just entertainment.
And when and where is that?
So that is Greenbelt Festival, and that is 25th to 28th of August, and up in Boughton House on beautiful grounds, sort of sculpted architectural lawns, and you can camp if you like, and that's in Northampton.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Andy. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5live.